the Gemara tells us that there was a possibility that Shema, the perek that we say every single day, that is our way of proclaiming God as the master of the universe, there was talk of potentially using the Parshas Bilam as Kriyat Shema. And I think that that should raise a very big question as to why would that even be on the radar? What is it about Parshas Bilam that makes us even think that that's what's worthy of mentioning at the morning tefillah? How does that proclaim the essence of Judaism? So I heard a beautiful answer given by the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that we have to look and say, what is the bracha? What is it that Bilam says that is something that's inspirational? Kara shachav ka'ari, that we are lying down like a lion. So he says, what does that mean? Why does that Shema, how does that compete with the declaration that we have in Shema? So the Sfas Emes says that to understand it better, we have to look and see, what was the bracha to Yehuda? Yehuda is also, his leadership is in the same regard, Kara Shachav Ka'ari, that he is also the lion that's reclining. And the question is, why is it that of all the qualities of the lion, that's what we go with? There's so many different things that the lion does. Why is it the lion laying down? So a beautiful explanation I just heard recently, which I think speaks volumes to what the lion is that, yes, the lion is mighty. That's a great thing. Yes, the lion is bold and brave. Also amazing things. But there is another quality of the lion that is, I think, fundamental to understanding what a lion is that kara, the lion does crouch. Why? Because sometimes the lion falls down. And sometimes with all the tenacity and all the ferociousness and everything of the lion, with all that, the lion sometimes can't do it. And sometimes the lion gets knocked down. But the greatness of the lion is that that is not what defines the lion. That is not what makes the lion. Is what makes the lion is that when it falls, it comes right back up. And when it comes right back up, it comes back often stronger and better and fiercer and mightier. Because that is the greatness of the lion. And that is the greatness of the Jewish people. We will get kicked down. Yes, that's going to happen. But when we fall down, when things don't go right, can we get up? And the answer is yes, because kara shachav ka'ari. Bilam looked and said, yeah, the Jewish people, they do suffer. Yeah, the Jewish people, they don't always roll out quite the way we want to. But when they fall, they will be able to get back up. And hopefully when they get back up, they'll get back up better and stronger. And that will be the defining characteristic of the Jewish people. That is greatness. And that is something that we can declare in our Shema. God of Israel, listen, what is it that makes the Jewish people? It is this very defining characteristic. Such a beautiful explanation. And it makes so much sense. That is what Bilam recognizes as one of our greatest qualities. I think that that's something that we have to look at very carefully and say, do we recognize that that is a quality that we have, that is something that's in our DNA? We can fall and we can get up and we can come back stronger and stronger and stronger. Have a great day.